Last year we put in a special request for the Brahman International Horse Trials 2013 to actually be splendid, and that's worked. And even more splendidly, we've got the fabulous Winnie Murphy back with us. Winnie, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now the sun's shining. Huge positive for us.
Indeed. A slight piquant note, actually, which obviously the press release went out last year, that sadly this is the first Brahman without the original creator, George Lane Fox.
Yeah, it's a bit of a sad occasion, but actually with the event is the legacy goes on, and what Mr. George, as we all called him, what he started, it's fabulous that 40 years on, we're here, the sun is shining. So I think Sunday especially there'll be a sort of sad note, but his family, the Lane Foxes, carry everything on and each year strive to be better and better, just like he did. So although it's sad without him, we're really proud that we can carry on the legacy that he created.
I think if memory serves, I was fortunate enough to meet him a few years ago, and I thought, charming individual, really good, a quintessential English gentleman.
Yeah, and he was always one of the, he made a point about, basically, everyone was invited to his backyard, and that's what it is, this amazing park was his garden. And he invited everyone, and he wanted them to come here and have a great time. And when we have the traditional cocktail party, which is this evening, he made a point of going around and saying hello to everyone, shaking everyone's hand at the door, and just making sure that sort of, they had a really good time and they were here to enjoy themselves as well as the serious competition, which for him was what it was all about, really.
You're listening to Southside Broadcasting on location with Midreet Drive from Siren Water 7.3 FM at the 2013 Brahman International Horse Trials, the Equitrek Brahman International Horse Trials. Ed, it's your first flavour of Brahman, etc. Thoughts or questions for Winnie?
No, it's wonderful. We just drove off the main road and down quite a long, dusty track. And I was thinking, where are we going here? And all of a sudden, around the corner, and then we look down through the landscape, and the house is beautiful, and the weather is beautiful. And actually, what I can't describe in words is the smell of the grass here. Absolutely wonderful. You must be really thrilled the way it's shaping up.
Definitely. The ground staff here, who are sort of full-time Brahman employees, have put in so much work to get the park looking absolutely pristine. And they've worked so hard on the cross country. We've sown a special grass mixture, which provides like a velvet carpet for the horses galloping and everything. But the wet spring actually helps the grass grow. And we've sort of, for the preparations, the weather's actually been pretty perfect. And it's just so fantastic that now we're here, we're on event, everything's set up in the dry, which is perfect. So there's, people can walk around in sandals. There's no wellies required this year. I'm hoping it's going to stay like that. I think it should do. So you can bring your sandals and your shorts instead of your waterproof proofs and your wellies this year.
And our colleagues at Dewberry will have to make use of that bucket of water that they always have somebody standing in.
Yeah, that's their favourite gimmick. I think they quite like it that it's not raining.
Yes, well, I'm with you on that one. I mean, Nottinghamshire show for me a couple of weeks ago was my first Lincolnshire show in a couple of weeks, and this today. I'm really looking forward to seeing everything. So I'm a real novice at these things.
See, Winnie, this is what we do. As you know, we like to bring on board the newbies, the next generation, and spread the passion.
Yep, definitely. I mean, I do that myself. I'm a bit long in the tooth now for this.
No.
I've been doing this for nearly 20 years now.
No.
So, no, it's great to have sort of new blood in to come and support the events. And it's just one of those things that we're really proud of what we do here at Brahman. And we like as many people to come and see what there is. It's not just about horses here. There's so much more to do. So it's great that you've brought him along and he can have a taste of our special little corner of Yorkshire.
Absolutely. And just looking ahead, obviously we spoke on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition about the William Fox Pitt, likelihood of him being in the sort of lead scenario. So Zara Phillips obviously there for that point of view. The dressage, has it just started from that point of view with day one, etc.? Any particularly interesting things happening so far?
We're literally at lunchtime day one. Last time I looked at the results, Zara was in the lead with William behind, and then a younger rider, Gemma Tattersall, in third. So my premonition of William winning for a seventh time is he's still in a good position. So it's been a good morning of dressage. The judges are being quite fair. The marks, so we've got some good marks to come. But I think this afternoon in both sections there's some good competitions, mainly from the continent, to be honest. But I think they're going to sort of have a good try to get up there.
And looking ahead, of course, to the cross country, the course design, again, I have to say, comparing extremely favourably with the likes of the badminton, the burley, etc. nice to see that obviously the design is looking at not only from horse welfare but also from the point of view of the aesthetics and the way it actually rides.
Yeah, I was speaking to the father of one of the younger competitors, and he said they just had their first quick walk round, and she actually walked around Badminton, and he said that he felt the fences were much more nicely dressed than even at Badminton. So that's a huge credit to Ian Stark, our designer, and David Evans, the builder, and his team. They put a lot of hours in, which is often in the worst weather possible. So for compliments like that to come, it means a lot to them and also a lot to the event.
Well, as I say, you can add ours to the list for that whole purpose. Winnie, we'll hopefully catch up with you again as the day proceeds, and hopefully catch up with a few other sort of fine folk as well.
Yep, thank you very much.
Do you know, Ed, you can always tell it's going to be a fantastic day, because not only is the weather great, but Fiona Playford's here.
Yeah, I got the feeling you knew each other.
That's strange, isn't it, really? I mean, it seems like only yesterday we connected in Badminton, I think, all those years ago, really.
It was indeed a very, very long time. Weather is
but back. You haven't aged at all. You got younger, really.
Well, absolutely.
So Really Wild is a fantastic organisation. As he drops various other bits and pieces, that's all right for you. You see, that's the effect you actually have on me. I just drop the programme. Let's talk about Really Wild. It comes from a Reading and Berkshire-based environment. Talk us through this, because there are listeners, amazingly, who won't know what the Really Wild clothing company is all about.
I know. Well, we're based in Pangbourne, sort of in between Reading and Newbury. We sort of... country clothing, all sort of British, British style, and sort of tweed, leather, sort of boots. Do the full outfit online, and do a lot of shows, and got some stockers dotted around as well.
Tragically, I didn't get to Badminton this year, but presumably you were there. How was it?
It was fantastic. It was very good. After last year being cancelled, sun was shining. It went ahead beautifully and was a huge success for everyone, I believe. It was
not the listener needs to know this, but I was down with measles. So there we are. It's a different line entirely.
Well, that's miserable.
Exactly. Miserable measles. Ed, questions for Fee.
Yeah, Fiona, I know you're Fiona and I'm Ed. Nice to meet you. But I don't know why you're here.
I'm here because we've got a trade stand just down the other side of the arena, and
shall we walk and talk, Fiona? We'll make our way through this. In fact, I'm going to deputise you now as one of our wonderful roving reporters. Just talk through to the listener what we're actually seeing at present as we pass the media centre on our right hand side.
And I think we're just passing on the left. We've got Jules, which is obviously a very big stand.
Shameless promotions of other companies, Fiona. Yeah. This is very impressive.
But you know, very busy, and then we've got a lot of. A feeding area, I think.
I think that's right. Feeding areas, right? For I think they're called species Homo sapiens, as far as I recall. Lots of human beings around there.
Quite a lot of them as well. All having a very nice time. A couple of pints of Pimm's.
We were talking. It's as you say, Pimm's o'clock are always a fine time. We were talking a few moments ago with Winnie Murphy, of course, and she was saying that the grass is almost velvety. Would you agree with that kind of description?
Well, I think it does quite well.
And it must be nice to actually turn up to an area you don't have to worry about the mud beforehand, really.
It's amazing. I think last year here at Bramham was quite a tough one for everyone. I think being towed out three times by a tractor and getting another tractor stuck has to be a highlight of last year.
As I said, the mud was still on my vehicle for a wee while, and when we were still actually working our way through that. The thing that always impresses me about you, Fiona, is, of course, you are a very skilled driver. Just talk through, for the benefit of Ed and indeed our listener, the sort of things that you actually drive up and down the country.
Well, not too exciting. I have my LGV licence, so managed to sit behind quite a hefty vehicle and try not to crash it.
It's phenomenal. You do not want to get behind this trucker girl when she's on the road. It's amazing. You know, it's really sorted through on that. And your thoughts as to how the season's been going so far?
Season's been going fantastically so far, touch wood. Yeah, it's been a very good start. Weather, it's all about the weather, really, and the weather is holding up nicely. And everyone's out there to enjoy and hopefully buy.
Exactly. Well, I see that's it. The retail therapy, always important. We were speaking earlier with a style expert, actually, on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition, who has worked with Gok Wan and a whole range of other folks, etc. I'm thinking, really, in many ways, Really Wild needs to kind of just... open that up? I mean, obviously the style is there in every sense of the word, but you know, in terms of how the company's developed over the last few years, you must be quite pleased.
I'm very, very pleased. It's been a fantastic couple of years and keep on going from strength to strength, so hopefully that will continue.
We're just passing one of the Yorkshire Post things here. I presume we're heading in the right direction, Fiona. I mean, you know where the stand is.
Well, our stand is just there, the flags flying high.
Now, as a show manager, when you're sort of putting this whole thing together, do you obviously consider things like sight lines, like where you're going to be positioned and all the rest of the bits and pieces?
I think the most important is that if you can possibly keep the same position, people know where to find you year after year. And I think here we've got a fantastic position opposite the main arena, so you can see what's going on and get involved and get a bit of buzz from the event as well.
Very critical. Ed, how are you finding this whole thing? Because Fiona, it's actually Ed's first ever experience of a horse trials in action, really. So,
here we are. We can bring you now the dressage results.
Well, everything I see, I'm seeing with fresh new eyes. And where are we actually heading to?
I was heading back to my stand.
That's all right. That's where we're going. Yeah.
Yes. So just opposite there is really wild.
Let's go in there. Come on. Let's talk away the whole range of things from that sort of point of view. And once again, a reminder: you're listening to Siren FM, Midweek Drive on location with Southside Broadcasting. Phone is going, but it'll have to go to answer phone. So Ed, here we are, really wild. Talk to us with respect to what your impressions are of this superlative event. Although obviously being male, we probably don't really suit most of this, do we? I mean, normally we have a female to actually try these things on. It's not going to work, is it?
Afraid, sadly, no men's clothing here today. But we do have some online, but not here.
Ed.
Yeah, I'm thinking there's quite a focus on green here. Is that the right assumption? I once had a green jacket. It was my good luck jacket. I lost it, but whilst I still had it, it's very good. But I love green. But I mean, that's sort of the whole theme of the place.
I think that's a fair comment. I think a lot of green, very sort of traditional tweed. With hopefully
kind of countryside, isn't it? Really?
Exactly. With hopefully some sort of brighter colours in between to lift it and make it a bit different and unique.
Always like to ensure that the troops are given full lane checks. Would you like to just say who's on duty for you today?
We have on duty, we've got Hannah on the left and we've got Rachel on the right.
See, that's what I like about you, Fiona. Even though it's radio, you say somebody's on the left, somebody's on the right. They don't know. It's radio. They can't see. It's great stuff. How can people get in touch with a Really Wild clothing company via the web?
They can. www.reallywildclothing.co.uk.
Now, looking ahead, I don't think you're going to be at the Lincolnshire Show, which is obviously Lincoln's loss, really.
We were hoping to be there, but sadly it's clashes. I think it's coming up for
2 weeks.
Yes, I think we are in Edinburgh that week, unfortunately.
Royal Highland.
Yes, indeed, but hopefully next year we will be there.
It's all good, but you will be at the CLA Game Fair, which is in Warwickshire, I believe.
We will indeed. Very much looking forward to that. One of our big ones of the year, so nice large stands, and we have all sorts of fun competitions and things going on this year.
Now, if memory serves, Fiona, you actually do ride horses yourself, is that right?
I do indeed, yes.
At the CLA Game Fair, we actually will be connecting, as indeed we will be with Lincolnshire, with one of Gloucestershire's finest, in other words, Jive Pony, who are responsible for equine gymnastics, amongst other things, with Rebecca Townsend. How do you fancy having a little bit of equine gymnastics for your good self?
Ah, that sounds quite exciting, doesn't it?
Well, you know, I feel it could take our relationship to a whole new level.
I think it could be a little bit beyond my skill. I'll definitely come over and have a look.
I think we'll do that. Ed, any other thoughts?
You can find out what a zorse... Is it a zorse?
A zorse, cross between a donkey and a zebra. Or a horse and a zebra.
Yeah.
I think just to make you a little more scared, what you'd be expected to do would be to kind of do a handstand on one hand, upside down, as the horse is moving. Something like that.
Fiona, you got faith in me. You can cope with that. It's all right.
Absolutely. No problem.
Fantastic. That's what we like to see. It's all great stuff. Fiona, from the Really Wild Clothing Company, I feel as though this has probably been the longest sort of little session we've done for quite some time.
I would say it's been good. It's been very good fun. Thank you.
And we'll catch up with you again very shortly.
Fantastic. Well, enjoy Bramham.
Well, we're still in Bramham. Yes, indeed. The horse trials continue in all sorts of ways. But we're actually in a part of Bramham which, again, just shows that quality that was certainly sort of very much to the fore. And we're delighted now to be speaking to
Kathy from Breeze House.
Okay, Cathy, what we've got here is probably the ideal summer extension for those sort of things, but you're the expert. Talk to us about what we've got here.
Well, what we manufacture are open-sided garden buildings that give you the facility to drop down a canvas panel side should there be the wind blowing, which is normal with a British summer's day. But on a glorious day like today, you can actually sit out with all the sides rolled up and enjoy the benefit of a shade.
Ed?
Yeah, I mean, they look really versatile spaces. Seating area there and a table to sit round, very sociable and engaging places to spend a nice evening with a glass of something.
Indeed, indeed. And we do have the facility to heat the buildings with infrared heating. Can you get power to them? So should it be a February morning and the sky is blue as it is today, you can still enjoy taking a paper and a coffee out in the morning as well as sitting out in the evening with a nice glass of wine.
The show season is particularly crucial when it comes to firms like Breeze
House.
Thank you. Just making sure the brand is actually there. But in terms of that whole thing, how's it been going so far?
This year, to be fair, with the way the weather has been, people realise that they need the facility to be able to protect themselves from the elements, but want to enjoy being outside. So it does work quite well to have an open-sided building as we have here. But we've been British manufacturers for 17 years now, and business is very good, thankfully.
And do you get a chance to actually check out the event yourself? Or is it a case of, no, I'm a professional, I'm going to stay here and actually sell, sell, sell?
Well, I do manage to do a little bit of shopping myself and can see the horses either side of me, but sadly I never get to walk the course, which I wish I could do.
One of these days we'll sign you up as a roving reporter and hopefully get something sorted through from that. Just talk us through the three things we've actually got on show here, because you seem to have three very... You've got a sort of mega version here, which is obviously for possible small cocktail parties as well. So general sort of reflection on the whole system there. Roughly in terms of costings?
Well, the smallest building we have here is a 2.5 metre diameter building, which we're retailing at, it retails at 9,500, but the show price is 6. The beauty of working on a bench seating system, as that building has, is you get a lot of people in a small footprint. You can actually dine 8 people in there quite comfortably. We actually sell a range of buildings in that sort of style, and then we progress up to larger buildings that give you the facility to have a lounging area as well as a dining area.
And in terms of obviously general budget, what are we sort of talking about here? 50,000, 100,000, 50 million?
No, sadly not. As I say, we do smaller buildings than ones we've got here, but our average price, I would have said, estimated at about 12,000.
It's remarkably good value. Ed?
And do you build these yourselves? I'm looking at the thatch on the top. And you put it all together yourself?
We do. The prices include installation anywhere in mainland UK. The thatching material is actually, it's a cheats thatching. It's a South African material. It's Cape Reed that comes in as a tile. So they are actually very easy to make, but effective in the sort of aesthetic look that they provide.
Web address. If people can't be at Bramham this year or they're looking to access details, how can people get in touch with Breeze House?
They can at www.breezehouse.co.uk.
And where do you go after Bramham? Will it be a case of heading off to the CLA Game Fair? Will it be the Royal Highland Show?
We will be at the CLA Game Fair, but next week we're actually at BBC Gardeners World.
Really? Oh, there we are then. It's marvellous. I hope the BBC appreciate the extensive wonderfulness that you've actually got here.
Well, thank you.